It's Saturday morning, time for Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, Jensen Tractor Ranch, and Overlees Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass.
Well, it is the Green Country Gardener. If you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call this morning. The number is 1-800-749-5936. We'd love to have you on the air today for Green Country Gardener.
Larry, Adam, good morning. Good to see you, guy.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good to see you, too.
Hey, what's good weather we're having lately?
I'll tell you what, I can't complain about it at all.
Not a bit.
Last night I was doing a football game and at Nowata, and you know, I was telling my broadcast partner last night, I said, boy, I can live through this for a long time, because it's usually cooler this time of year, and yeah, it's a little cool right now, 47 degrees, looking for a high today in the low 70s. Low 70s, beginning of November, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's just perfect weather right now.
Perfect weather, yes.
What a busy week for me, my goodness. Been planting a lot of trees.
Busy and, week for me too.
I got one of these fancy telephone things, and
yes, you were showing me that earlier. And
it gathers an awful lot of dirt. In fact, I was looking at it, said, this thing is dirty, and I opened it up. Whoa! And all this dirt came out of it.
Oh my!
But anyway, it still works despite being in my pocket as I dig in the ground, and it does collect a lot of dirt.
Yeah. Hey, rather be dry instead of wet.
I guess so. Hey, it's been wet before, too.
Oh, it's been wet. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, golly. I told the guy who sold it to me, I said, you know what I do for a living? And he said, no. I said, I landscaper. Uh-oh.
You go play the gardens. That's
you better
you
get a tough one.
It looks like you do have a tough one right there.
I don't know. It works okay. I still haven't totally learned how to use the silly thing. But anyway, here in the garden, what we need to do right now is make sure you have a good layer of mulch on your garden, specifically your ornamental shrubs, because winter is on its way.
And
speaking of winter, really.
Yeah.
Speaking of winter, you want to make sure that you're ready to winterize your irrigation system. That's very important, because it could get cold and it could freeze, even though the weather service is not predicting an overly cold or wet winter. It could happen.
Mm-hmm. It could. Haven't had a freeze yet.
Actually, we're by the airport. We're planting some trees around there, and there's the usual discoloration or dying off mm-hmm. of the surface of the Bermuda grass. And there was a small patch out there where it did get below freezing.
Really?
So I guess mm-hmm. that means we've had an official freeze, but not really. That's the only part in town I've seen it. So.
Yeah, you're right. Probably in the low-lying areas, we've seen some maybe near freezing or below freezing a little bit, but
there was
not unusual.
A couple of weeks ago, there was frost on my neighbor's roof too.
Oh, really?
It's been pretty close, but not close enough to where the plants that are close to the ground were adversely affected. And and because of the cool weather, the begonias are really starting to pop out real nicely. Mm-hmm. They usually do that when it's cool. I know mine on the patio, the satin just kind of sweated all summer long, but now that it's getting cool, they're really bouncing back. Just in time for it to freeze. But anyway, so winterize the irrigation system if you haven't done yet or arrange to have it done, because some of these backflow preventers that are above ground, they have they're susceptible to freezing, and it's rather expensive to replace those. However, if we put it in, the backflow preventer more than likely was put in a insulated box, so if you miss it so wet, it won't hurt it any. Mm-hmm. Some of my customers have gone all winter long without winterizing their sprinkler system in this insulated box and had no troubles. Mm. So, but that
you recommend not doing that?
No, I do not recommend that at all. You do want to winterize. Yeah,
you need to winterize it. Yes.
Time to put the mower to sleep if you have Bermuda and zoysia grass. I know I need to do one more round of my yard at least. If I can get it out of my shed. I've been working on the the pathway to the shed. And what would take my crew, you know, half a day to do takes me 2 months because anyway, it is time also for minor trimming on trees and shrubs. Minor trimming, I say, no real heavy trimming on trees and shrubs right now. I like to wait till we've had a good freeze before any heavy trimming, and we have not had that yet. So save the heavy stuff for January.
Okay.
Your fruit trees.
My fruit trees and whatnot.
And your ornamental trees, your maples, especially your maples and your birch tree. If you have a river birch tree that you need to trim, you want to do it during the course of the winter, because come February, they actually start to grow. And they just sort of bleed all over the place. So if you trim it now, the vascular tissues in the wound have a chance to heal up before the water starts running up the root. So your bleeders, maples and birch, you want to trim them right soon.
Okay. We can do that.
Anyway, you want to prepare plants for winter damage from rabbits and other wildlife. That's another thing we need to be concerned about, is we do have quite a bit of wildlife here, and they can cause some problems with the bark of your tree. Specifically, that $300 Japanese maple you planted, or the dogwood you've been nurturing for years and years and years, all of a sudden a coon comes in and it scratches it up and is ruined. So you want
What about squirrels?
Squirrels really...
Not really.
They don't like the real heavy bark. They sort of go after the tips of that stuff. The tender stuff on the tips. But and they'll go up and gnaw on a branch or two, but they'll cause some damage. But that's kind of out of reach. So, but the things that affect the lower branches, the rabbits and whatnot, on your newly planted things you planted this year, and the plants that are susceptible are maples, dogwoods, and azaleas. They'll go after those a bit. They don't go after nandinas though, because they're not overly tasty. But so you want to protect them with either using a tree wrap, or get some ABS drain pipe and make you a shield. It's pretty simple to do. It comes in 10-foot lengths, and you cut it to fit, and you make a longitudinal line along it and pop it apart and snap it around your tree trunk. That's a good protection also from weed whackers. And I see a lot of damage on wheat from weed eaters on people's trees. So you want to make sure to protect that also. And that's probably, people have problems with the trees. I come over there and say, the reason why is somebody just used a weed eater and just about girdled the tree. And that's just an invitation for insects and whatnot, diseases, to get into your plants. So you want to make sure to shield that, either by having maybe a clear area around it with some mulch, or with some kind of a barrier to stop that from happening. I know the lawn people are in a big hurry, and sometimes they just miss once in a while, and it can cause some problems with your tree. So you want to shield that somewhat. Also, trim back your roses a little bit right now. Traditionally, it's been cold enough to where we can do that, but it's not really been cold enough yet. The roses are really starting to come out. The knockout roses that are not affected by the rosette's disease, which is about all of them, really.
You're right.
And some of your hybrid teas. I know my Julia Child Rose is just going crazy right now. We get probably seven different flowers on it. Just one rose plant today. It's too tall right now. This winter, I really need to cut it back. It's way too tall.
I've seen some roses come out already.
The drip roses, the knockout roses, are really making a good show right now. So,
oh, yes.
So just kind of leave them alone. Let them do their thing for a while. Enjoy the color. And then when it freezes, you can get them.
Yeah.
When after it freezes, yeah.
You can go attack it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
At the nursery, we have a wide selection of pansies right now. We're about out of six-pack pansies. The six-pack pansies need to be in the ground. So we're getting a new crop of 4-inch, which has a heavier root system, so they can tolerate the ensuing cold weather. So those can plant right now. Ornamental kale, really an attractive plant. It's also flowering cabbage is another one, but it's not really the flower you're looking for. It's the foliage color. It looks like a big flower sitting on the ground. So it's kind of interesting plant. You might leave some room in your garden for those. They do like a little bit of sunshine and really good soil. Can't plant them in the clay, and a good layer of mulch after they've been planted. So your flowering kale should do quite well, and a bit of fertilizer too would help them. Something like Miracle-Gro or Osmocote, or just a good a good quality fertilizer should do just fine.
Okay. Larry, we're going to go ahead and take our first break.
Okay.
And we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call, 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back with Green Country Gardener after this three-minute timeout.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals, and Brent, I think you're still continuing a weekend special, right?
Yeah, we are. You come in and pick up the equipment after 1 o'clock on Friday. We'll let you rent it over the weekend for the one-day rate, bring it back Monday morning by 8 o'clock.
So really, you get 2.5 or 3 days for the price of one.
Yeah, that's correct. You get 2 days to use your machine, and it helps out a lot of people, and for the homeowners, that's probably the best deal we got.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Knowwater Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Fall is for planting, so start planting now while weather permits. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has a full assortment of pansies and trees for planting. Everyone loves the sound of wind chimes. Green Thumb has a newly arrived shipment of musical-tuned wind chimes that are ready for gift-giving this season. And make your home warm and inviting with blooming and foliage plants from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nevada Road. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5.
Tatt and Manning here with Patriot Hyundai, and I have a deal. How about a full-sized Hyundai Sonata for just $22,647? This Hyundai Sonata will get up to 43 miles to gallon. Customers in our area realize we have some great deals on vehicles, and we make their buying experience comfortable and easy. Go to any major review site or Facebook, and you will see hundreds of comments on how we treat people. At Cars.com, Minivan Mama says,
I normally don't like the car buying process. Today was different. It was helpful, smooth, friendly, and so easy. Thanks so much for a great car and a great experience.
I challenge you to look up what your neighbors are saying about us on your favorite review site today. Come visit Patriot Hyundai and check out the Hyundai Sonata Hybrid, 43 mpg for just $22,647. Hyundai Assurance is included with America's best warranty on all new Hyundais. That's 10 years or 100,000 miles. Come visit your neighbors at Patriot Hyundai on Highway 75 in Bartlesville or at patriothyundai.com. And remember, it's the exclusive home of warranty forever.
Stock number 16067, 2016 Hyundai Sonata Hybrid SE Sedan, MSRP 27020, with Patriot price $22,647. All rebates either.
Macy's e-commerce fulfillment center in Owosso is hiring. Come prepared for an on-site interview today from 8 to 2. Walk-ins are welcome. Starting pay is $10.50 to $12.50 per hour. Seasonal warehouse and forklift operators needed with flexible schedules and more. Apply online at macysjobs.com prior to the interviews. That's at Macy's e-commerce center in Owosso, 7120 East 76th Street North. Macy's is an equal opportunity employer committed to a diverse and inclusive work environment.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade the weekend squire.
Welcome back to Green Country Gardener. Adam Hooper and Larry Glass with you. If you have a gardening question for Larry, and phone lines are open, you can give us a call, 1-800-749-5936. You've got some specials going on right now
at the nursery. We have some ceramic pottery, and this is hard-fired pottery. So I've had hard-fired pottery at my house. The wife and I bought these pots. Oh, it's been 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they've been out in the winter every year for the last 17 years, and there's not a crack in them.
Oh, really?
So it's a difference in the density, and you can kind of thump it and listen to how it rings when you thump it. If it has a good ring when you thump it, then it's good hard-fired. But if it kind of thumps a little bit when you thump it, it's something you don't want to leave outside. So get the good hard-fired stuff, and they'll last real well. So anyway, we got those on sale, 30% off. We also have elephant ears. Which is not the right time of year, but got to think about next year. Get them 30% off. Now, banana trees, watch out for them gorillas, though.
Watch out. There's
crepe myrtles are on sale, too. It's not the best time to plant crepe myrtles, but they'll do okay. Mm-hmm. Ornamental grasses, they're showing some plumage at this point, and they're on sale, 30% off. and our fountains, these little self-contained waterfalls that are kind of nice. Put them on the patio or something. You get some water sound on the patio when you're out back there. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, makes it.
They're on sale right now. And bird baths.
Bird baths, yes, those are pretty popular.
We have some terracotta bird baths. Those are not the hard-fired stuff. I've got one in my backyard that clunked instead of clinked when they thumped it. And it's all cracked up.
Yeah.
But I put a big pot saucer in there, and the birds don't really care whether it's the blue ceramic or the saucer. They just like the water. Anyway, those are on sale, too. Mums are a bit off, too. They're $4 or $5 off here and there. And perennials are a dollar off. It's a good time to plant perennials. Mm-hmm. Not only do you get them on sale, but they'll be established in the ground in the spring, and you'll be one step ahead of the game. And as far as developmental stage of these, or the establishment of these plants, they'll be rooted in the ground and put on a really big show next spring.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you might consider getting some odds and ends perennials too. We have some of those. Chromatics, wind chimes.
Oh, yes.
Chromatics have a, that baked on enamel finish. And it's a really durable finish, too. Very UV tolerant and so on. Almost like a ceramic finish on them. And they're on sale 30% off. They come in these wild colors. So if you're really into brilliant colors, in these wind chimes make a bit of a statement out in the landscape. They're visible.
Yeah.
Not invisible, but they're very visible. And the colors are kind of retro looking, so they're pretty nice. And they're tuned too, so they don't, the octaves, the waves don't clash with each other. They really sound nice too. And clematis and blooming vines are on sale 50% off, so it's a good time to plant a clematis line too.
Yeah. Going back a little bit, elephant ears. What I've heard that plant before, but exactly what is an elephant ear?
Colocasia.
Okay.
That's the genus, and they're different species. Rather large leaves. They like a highly organic soil and a fair amount of moisture, really. They're not they're not an Oklahoma plant by all means.
I didn't think they were.
No, they're not. No. But and they're not really cold hardy here, too. But you can enjoy them for a while when the frost and the freeze zaps them. You can put them in the garage and pop them back out in the spring. They'll do fine. Mm-hmm. But elephant ears are, I actually have had one in my backyard for about 10 years. And it made a little bit of a presence this summer. It's interesting how it survived. But it's somewhat diminished from its original size. They're just not Oklahoma native. But they're kind of pretty. They lend a tropical atmosphere to around your swimming pool or something like that. Mm-hmm. And if you want to put one in a pot, you want to put it in a big pot so all the roots can support those big leaves. Not only weight-wise, but nutrient-wise and water-wise. Because they do get rather large, and if they're in too small a pot, well, plop. You're spending half your time picking up the elephant ear.
Okay.
So you want to get a good-sized container, fairly low one, too, with a good flat square bottom on it, and it should do okay. We have some 20-gallon pots that are injection molded. They're pretty rigid. Mm-hmm. That I'm sure Gary will let one or two go if you want to get one for your for your elephant ears to survive outside in the summer. But anyway, they're really good plants to have and in the summertime. But they're just not cold hardy here. Mm-hmm. Same with the banana trees. The bananas and cannas are related. So,
oh, they are. Okay.
Yes, I have some cannas in my backyard, and they bloomed all summer long. They're beautiful. And kind of a tropical look to them also. So they're kind of nice to have around also. So they're fun. So, that silly thing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. There we go. Okay. And the mums, too. Even though they're the ones that are on sale aren't really the best, but they'll be around next year. I know the mums I planted last year are blooming right now. So they just keep going. And they're in containers, too.
Okay.
And they just keep going and going. So I remember when I lived in Chicago, we had mums. And it was so cold up there, and the wind was howling in the winter, and the snow would drift. It really wouldn't settle like it does here. We'd have drifts, and the mums would be just open to the extreme cold. But they'd come back every year. They're very, very cold hardy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
I said, how can something live like that?
How in the world can they do this? It must be tough plants.
Kind of stuff I was wondering about when I was 10 years old. You know, how could this plant possibly survive?
Yeah.
And it did, and they did do quite well. One thing they don't like, or a couple of things they don't like, is excessive shade. They do not like the shade. They stretch real bad. So they're typically an open sun plant. And they don't like heavy, wet soil.
Okay.
Yeah, we planted some 3 years ago out at the research center on the Highway 60 entrance. And they're big thing. Golly, they're big around as a bushel basket and just covered in blooms. And they bloom every single year. They're really quite attractive. Mm-hmm. So they do like open sun, good soil, and a fair amount of nutrients to keep them up. And make sure your maintenance personnel keep them trimmed back to the back also during the summer, so they don't get too leggy and flop over too much.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
mums. That's pretty
mums.
Cool.
Pretty good.
Pretty good plants they have, and they're on sale now. So, come get them, and they'll put on some show this year. The show's about overall mums, really. And then next year they'll put on a bit of a show in the spring, and they'll recover from that throughout the summer, and usually it will put on a really, really big show in the fall. So that's when they're destined to do
their,
that.
Their prime time is usually the fall, right?
It is. That's why, and they do put on some growth, some blooms in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So
but
go
it's
ahead
mainly
and go,
the fall.
Yeah, go ahead and let them bloom in the spring or mm-hmm. early summer.
Right.
And then when they're done, when it gets, 300 or 400 degrees outside. the flowers sort of go away, but then if you keep them cut back, they'll come back real nice and fresh.
Okay.
So that gets us back to fall flowers, and that gets us back to this ornamental kale. Ornamental kale is essentially the same as the kale grown in the vegetable garden, except the ornamental types have been bred, of course. They have showy, white, or reddish purple leaves. Kale, which is a member of the cabbage family, is fundamentally a cabbage that does not produce a head. Instead, it produces leaves in a tight rosette. And really, you don't get much of any color out of a kale or a cabbage plant until we've had some cool weather. And I think what's today, what's it out there, 40-something?
47.
47. Well, that's mm-hmm. not quite cold enough. But the cool weather usually brings on the show. They're considered biennials, which means they grow 1 year, and the next year they bloom, then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means they produce leaves and flowers, you know, what I just said, basically. They get about 18 inches tall the first year, and the second year they don't put on much of a show, but they do okay. The common name, flowering cabbage, is misleading because we don't grow these plants for their flowers, basically just for their showy leaves. Now, in the spring, when they bolt, mm-hmm. they have this flower spike that can be up to, 4 feet tall, these bloom spikes on these flowering cabbage and kale plants. That usually marks the end of the plant, because it's what we call bolting. It blooms, and then it produces seeds, and it sort of quits. But we grow these for the fall and winter primarily anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I like to plant them near the front door or somewhere where it can really be seen a lot. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you're like me, you come in the garage door and you don't see the front door till after dark when you get the mail. But
right.
But anyway, somewhere where you see it a lot. I do have a mm-hmm. small bed to the right that would be nice right there. But anyway, kale is a Scottish name. It's adapted from the Roman name col. It's an ancient vegetable that's been grown for about 4,000 years. So 4,000 years, these plants last a long time. So you get your money's worth.
Well, yeah, you do get your money's worth.
They last 4,000 years. That's pretty good. Oh, golly.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's got quite a history. So the cabbage looper is the biggest problem they might have. The green worm is larval stage of a white moth, often seen flying above the plants. And Bacillus thuringiensis generally will control these cabbage loopers on your flowering kale. We have a caller?
I think we have a caller, and let's get to that caller. We want to say good morning. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
I have a blue spruce tree that is very small that I just planted this a couple of months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I want to know how long into time, or how often should I fertilize it? I've been using Miracle-Gro with it,
right?
The one that you mix in the water.
Sure.
So is it should I stop fertilizing it now through the winter or not?
I would say, is your soil fairly fertile around it? Is your grass in pretty good condition?
The grass grows pretty good. I mean, I did put potting soil, Miracle-Gro potting soil around it when I planted it.
Okay. So, it's in an area that's well-drained, I would hope.
Yes.
Good. Spruces really don't lack too much fertility. They're not native to areas that have a lot of, heavily fertilized soils. So you don't want to push it too much to grow too quickly.
Right.
It could bring on...
Yeah, I put fertilizer on it about once a month.
Okay.
I don't do the fertilizer every time I water it.
Probably twice a year would be plenty adequate for those.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, spring and fall, uh-huh. Especially okay. If you fertilize your lawn or you have a company fertilizer.
I haven't fertilized the lawn.
Okay, but when you do fertilize, as the tree grows, that generally is enough for it. One thing people do that's wrong with their spruce is they coddle them too much. They love them too much. And
yeah.
Too much water and too much fertilizer can cause some problems with it.
Yeah. Okay.
So don't overdo it.
So it's okay to just stop the fertilizer and wait till spring to get some more.
Yeah, you want to give it a fertilization in the spring, and what that'll do is help it with growth. They grow only once a year, and that's when they need maybe a little bit of water, perhaps, and maybe some fertility. But after that, they sort of kind of hang around all winter long, all summer long, and all winter. Until they grow again in the spring. So they don't like it overly wet, and they don't like the soil too fertile. I had that problem with ewes also, too much fertilizer, and they just kind of kick off. So just be gentle with it. If you do use Miracle-Gro, you might go with the 3 teaspoon per gallon rather than the heavy application. So you don't make it grow too fast.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds about the right measure what I've been using.
Mm-hmm. On your spruce tree, look very closely for mites. It's kind of hard to see the mites because they're blue in color. So you want to get magnifying glass just once in a while and check for. That's one of the biggest problems they have here in this neck of the woods, especially when it gets hot.
If you do get the mites, what do you use on it? You spray it with just soapy water?
Yeah, soapy water works fine, yeah.
Okay.
And then that should take care of it. My spruce tree died. What happened to it? And the needles are hanging down from these little webs. The point's pretty obvious what happened. They had spider mites on them, so... Watch very closely and look for stippling.
Is spider mites blue also?
No, they're just real small. The first thing you look for are stippling of the needles. In other words, the color variations in spotty places on the needles themselves. So otherwise, there are a lot of spruce here in town that I wouldn't think would grow and are doing very well.
Uh-huh.
There's one along Adams, just south end of Sooner Park right there. It's just a really big old thing. It's really nice. And we've planted some around town in areas that I think, we'll put it in there. I don't know if it'll do well. And there's one not in the neighborhood not too far from the nursery, old Barnett Road, I think it is. And it's just done outstanding. So they'll surprise you sometimes how well they're doing.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
And we want to go ahead and take our second break here. And if you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call. And that number is 1-800-749-5936. We'll take a 2-minute, 30-second timeout. We'll be back with Green Country Gardener after this.
It seems like only yesterday when your child first started kindergarten. And now graduation day is just around the corner. At American Heritage Bank, we believe there's nothing more important than your child's education, and it's never too early to start saving for college. Come in today. Let us show you why we earn an A+ in customer service. American Heritage Bank, simply better banking.
Enterprise Sod Store has everything you need to make your lawn and garden spectacular. They have mulch, topsoil, even gravel for driveways, all sold in bulk quantities and at bulk pricing, saving you money. All materials Enterprise sells can be delivered
saving you time. Start your lawn and landscaping projects today. Call the Sod Experts, Enterprise Sod Store at 918-333-6888 or stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Drummond. My husband Ford and I support Tom Gorman for City Council Ward 3. Bartlesville is a more vibrant community than it was just a few years ago. It takes teamwork and strong leadership, like Tom's 10 years on the City Council, to encourage successes like better pools, paths, and parks for our citizens of all ages. We're also proud of our city and the things we usually take for granted, like our library, clean and affordable water, and our great firemen, trash collectors, and police force. Let's continue the success. Please vote for Tom Gorman.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Tom Gorman.
Hurry into Peter's True Value in Dewey to take advantage of their $5 instant savings on each gallon of Easy Care Ultra Premium or Easy Care Platinum paint. Both save you time and money because they're a paint and a primer in one. These clean air, low odor paints are mold and mildew resistant and come with a lifetime warranty. Stock up today. Peter's True Value in Dewey. Behind every project is a true value. Customer responsible for taxes and fees. Limit 5 gallons. See store for details. Offer ends November 8th.
Join the Lions Club for their 67th annual pancake feed at the Bartlesville Community Center this morning from 7 to 11. Enjoy coffee, milk, orange juice, pancakes, and sausage for a mere $5. All proceeds benefit a variety of community programs, including the Lions Club Eyeglasses Program. Bring the family and enjoy breakfast at the Bartlesville Community Center this morning from 7 to 11. Tickets are just $5 per person.
Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because her roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene.
Welcome back to Green Country Gardener. Adam Hooper, Larry Glass, and if you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call.
Speaking of spruce trees.
Yes.
I remember back when I was 12 years old, we got some trees from the Arbor Day.
Yes.
When we lived up in suburban Chicago. And I got on Google Earth, and I found the old house. Sure enough, the trees were still there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're huge.
Yes.
The spruce tree is just in the front yard. And I remember my dad saying, well, the neighbors are going to complain about that because it's too close to the property line. And the neighbor said, then my next door neighbor, Mr. Green was his name, said, nah, that's fine. And but it's huge. It's a spruce tree that I planted.
Really? Wow.
It's pretty cool to go back and see that. But anyway.
Yeah, that's interesting.
People are asking questions, should I fertilize my lawn now? And the question for Bermuda and zoysia grass is no. It should be pretty well dormant at this point in time. Mm-hmm. Well, not really. It's still growing a little bit. But
yeah.
Leave the Bermuda and zoysia alone. But if you do have fescue grass, by all means, yes, it's prime time to fertilize it. The fescue grass likes the cool weather. And if the color of the fescue grass isn't really what you want, perhaps it does need some fertilizer. And make sure to don't winterize your sprinkler system. Oh, if you have fescue grass and you want to fertilize it, you want to turn it back on and water it in real good. Now, the weatherman says we are going to have rain, I believe, on Monday.
Starting Sunday night and Monday.
Yeah, so cast of rain. Oh, they have upped it, too, since I saw it last. So, good. So, it looks like there's a lot of verbiage for the whole week there, really, almost, for Wednesday.
So. Yeah, think so, right around through Wednesday of next week.
So it'd be a good time to do that. Also, it's a little bit late to fertilize your trees and shrubs, but if you didn't do it, it wouldn't hurt any at all. So that's kind of what to do with the lawn right now is don't scalp your Bermuda grass right now. It needs that extra insulation. Mm-hmm. We're almost at the northern limit of Bermuda grass, about the middle or upper Kansas is like that. But if we have a real zinger, it could wipe out part of your lawn if you scalp it out. So you want to keep some of that thatch on it right now at this point and get rid of it next spring. You got a caller?
I think we got a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and take it. I want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wanting to know if it's too late to plant fescue, like in a pasture for cattle and in areas that need a bit of
Yeah, traditionally it is too late, but the season seemed to be offset a little bit this year. In other words, usually by now we've had some consistently cool weather, but that's not happened yet. You'll get some cover. It'll probably be in the fine blade stage. Probably really won't harden up before it gets cold. But it'll come up and it'll be there, put it that way.
Okay.
So it, right, it don't expect it to harden off real good before it gets really cold.
Yeah, I knew I was too late for that. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't wasting time and money.
Yeah, you probably get you some annual rye. It'd be probably be the best thing at this point, really.
It grows. All right, thanks, sir.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, we're going to take another break, and again, we'd love to hear from you if you have a gardening question for Larry. Hey, give us a call, 1-800-749-5936. We'll take a 2-minute, 30-second timeout. We'll be back with your calls here on Green Country Gardener after this.
Fall is for planting, so start planting now while weather permits. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has a full assortment of pansies and trees for planting. Everyone loves the sound of wind chimes. Green Thumb has a newly arrived shipment of musical-tuned wind chimes that are ready for gift-giving this season. And make your home warm and inviting with blooming and foliage plants from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nevada Road. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5.
Jensen Tractor Ranch, the New Holland team for you. If there's a tractor in your future, Jensen's got it. For most any application you might need, we've got the power and attachments. We're first in hay equipment, parts service, lawn and garden, and full values guaranteed. Jensen Tractor Ranch, Bartlesville's New Holland team. If you're making hay, we've got your hay equipment. We're helpful and professional, it's all here. Go south on 75 till that big highway divides. You know you're far enough when that big blue field appears. If there's a tractor in your future, Jensen's got it. Jensen Tractor Ranch, saving prices guaranteed. Bartlesville's New Holland team.
Tatton Manning here with Patriot Hyundai, and I have a deal. How about a full-sized Hyundai Sonata for just $22,647? This Hyundai Sonata will get up to 43 miles to gallon. Customers in our area realize we have some great deals on vehicles, and we make their buying experience comfortable and easy. Go to any major review site or Facebook, and you will see hundreds of comments on how we treat people. At Cars.com, Minivan Mama says,
I normally don't like the car buying process. Today was different. It was helpful, smooth, friendly, and so easy. Thanks so much for a great car and a great experience.
I challenge you to look up what your neighbors are saying about us on your favorite review site today. Come visit Patriot Hyundai and check out the Hyundai Sonata Hybrid 43 MPG for just $22,647. Hyundai Assurance is included with America's best warranty on all new Hyundais. That's 10 years or 100,000 miles. Come visit your neighbors at Patriot Hyundai on Highway 75 in Bartlesville or at patriothyundai.com. And remember, it's the exclusive home of warranty forever.
Stock number 16067, 2016 Hyundai Sonata Hybrid SE Sedan, MSRP 27020, with Patriot price $22,647. All rebates to either.
Well, hope that gets you going here on this Saturday morning, the fifth day of November. Welcome back to Green Country Gardener. Adam Hooper and Larry Glass. And if you have a gardening question for Larry, hey, give us a call, 1-800-749-5936. The phone lines are open.
Fall color.
Fall color.
It's coming.
Is it coming?
Someday.
Someday.
it's been really too warm. The trees really haven't shut down very much. So I think, with the exception maybe of the Chinese pistache and some of the maple trees, fall color might be a bit disappointing this year just because the weather hasn't been completely right. So I noticed my rescue pistache tree at the house, mm-hmm. It's got starting to turn color, but it's been starting to turn color for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So it's just kind of hanging on as long as it can. It's photosynthesizing as much as it can. What we really need is some consistent cool weather, and I think that's going to happen this next week. I believe we got a color.
No, wrong area.
Okay,
that's not,
anyway. I know that thing's blinking over there, but anyway.
Yeah, that's part of the phone line we don't need to put on the air.
Probably the most important factor in having good fall colors is not only species selection, but selecting the proper weather. Mm-hmm. And that's something of which we have no control. So
absolutely.
But every once in a while it'll do real good. And I'm hoping the leaves don't fall off the trees before it gets cold enough to make them turn red.
Yeah, I know. You know,
but here it is, November, almost election day, and
I was going to go back to the. Go ahead.
And there's no color yet. We have a color.
No.
What are we going to go back to?
I was going to go back to the fall foliage.
Oh, yeah.
Around that area. You know, we got a nice, I was going to say a nice area to take a look at those fall trees, the fall colors, just west of here, west of Bartlesville. There's always a nice area to take a look at.
Oh, yeah. You look at the Circle Mountain and all that when we have cold weather coming on in the fall. The show, it just looks like these red and yellow sponges. It's really quite nice.
Right.
The ash trees have already dropped all their leaves.
Yep.
So, but they do that in the fall. They're the first ones to drop in the fall and the last ones to come out in the spring. And actually, we've got reports from USDA from Emerald Ash Borer starting to make its way over here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an ash tree, you might consider putting a imidacloprid around it to help combat that possibility.
I think we got...
Once you get in there, they're hard to get rid of. Okay, yeah. We got a caller.
We do have a caller, and we want to say, good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
This flower is already seasoned went through the season of summer, but I want to know what to prepare for next year. It has the foliage that comes real thick, about a foot tall, and that foliage dies, and then you clean that all out, and then a stem comes up with no foliage, and the pretty lily comes up. Mine were always lavender, and I had them every year, but this year I haven't had any.
Okay. That sounds like Horace plants.
And it has a... lady on the end.
Right,
of the
name. I know. Yeah, but we know them technically as Lycoris. And their blooming can be sporadic. It takes an awful lot of energy for them to produce those blooms. And if the foliage time frame was somewhat abbreviated or shortened somehow, it could prevent them from blooming. And also, they might need to be separated a little bit too. Another factor is if they're around trees and the trees have grown from year to year and they have increasing amount of shade around them, then the bloom show will diminish too over time.
Well, so, now these are out in the direct sunlight.
Okay, so that's the tree growth is not a factor. So perhaps it was just not a year for them, not a good year for them to develop this year. And sometimes they bloom well in alternating years rather than every year. So if they didn't bloom this year, you can anticipate a pretty good show next year.
Oh, all right. I just missed them, you know, because they were so beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, now they can bloom early in the year. They can bloom as early as June or July. They can bloom, excuse me, my goodness. They can bloom as late as, August, September sometimes, too. It just depends on the weather, really.
Yeah, it seems like they're blooming all summer.
Uh-huh.
Seem like while
the leaves are open, or if you know where they are, perhaps you might put some bulb fertilizer, work it into the soil a little bit around the area where the bulbs are. And perhaps you'll have a better show of blooms next year because you'll be able to feed those leaves real well and they'll be able to feed those flowers. So if you know where they are, you might consider working some bulb fertilizer, tomato fertilizer, something with some phosphorus in it like that. And perhaps you'll have a better show this year by doing that.
Now, when would I put fertilizer in the soil?
Oh, anytime right now, actually. They really won't use it until the spring. But if you do it in right now, it'll be down into the zone where the roots are to where it can use it. It'll be a little bit late to fertilize while they're in bloom, while the leaves are out.
Right.
Because it takes a while for the fertilizer to diffuse into the soil layers where the roots are. So,
and I normally didn't water them, so I was wondering if that could have been a factor. But
I really haven't seen lack of water being a factor. Typically, when the leaves are out, we have enough rain to support the tops.
Right.
To where it'll grow. But this year we had kind of a dry April that might have affected it somewhat too.
All right. So now I'll know what to look for next year, hopefully.
Yeah, and while the leaves are in bloom, if it is a dry period, if you were to give them some supplemental water, you'll probably have a superior blossom show also.
While the foliage is on.
Exactly.
On. All right. All right. Thank you so very much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
And we want to go ahead and take our final break. And again, we love to hear from you. If you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call, 1-800-749-5936. We'll take this final 2-minute, 30-second timeout, and you're listening to Green Country Gardener.
I'm Senate candidate Julie Daniels. Our state faces challenges and a tough road ahead. We need proven, experienced leadership to guide us through difficult times. Let's reduce regulations, freeing employers to create jobs, improve the budget process, tackle water projects as we have roads and bridges, and pair needed teacher pay raises with reducing admin costs and improving student achievement. Let's make government economical and efficient. I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday.
Paid for by Daniels for Senate Committee.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they are our most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. I'm proud to endorse Sean Roberts for House District 36. Sean is endorsed by the NRA, was named Minuteman Legislator of the Year by OK2A, and has a 100% rating from Oklahomans for Life. I know that Sean will keep fighting for these important issues and other conservative values of the Capitol. Please join me, Ted Cruz, in supporting Sean Roberts for House District 36 on Tuesday. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Sean Roberts for State House 2016.
Join the Lions Club for their 67th annual pancake feed at the Bartlesville Community Center this morning from 7 to 11. Enjoy coffee, milk, orange juice, pancakes, and sausage for a mere $5. All proceeds benefit a variety of community programs, including the Lions Club Eyeglasses Program. Bring the family and enjoy breakfast at the Bartlesville Community Center this morning from 7 to 11. Tickets are just $5 per person.
All Bobcat commercial mowers are on sale right now with no payments until April 17th and no interest until March 17th. Bobcat is the top of the food chain. Mowers that are built like you would build them. And select models feature the Bobcat 6-year or 2,750-hour Mow with Confidence limited warranty. Save money, cut grass, slash downtime with the fierce performance of a Bobcat.
Hi, I'm John Summer. Come see us at Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, 3 miles south of Ooligah on 169, or John's Tractor Works at Veneto, Oklahoma, 4 miles east of Anita on 69.
Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because the roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room.
3.5 minutes left in this The Green Country Gardener. Welcome back. And what's the tree or shrub of the week?
Well, the tree of the week is white oak.
White oak?
Yeah.
Okay.
The white oak is a large, hardy native tree, one of the most prolific members of the oak hickory upland forests of this area.
Okay.
It's one of the longest lived trees you'll find in here in the United States, too. And golly, they're really nice. We've planted a lot of these in people's yards in town, and they're just tough. White oak is.
They're tough trees.
Now, the white oak are characterized, which is Quercus alba, characterized by bark that it's light gray, varying to dark gray, to white almost. It's kind of shallow fissured. In other words, it's not like fissuring, mean the depth between the pieces of bark. It almost hangs on the tree like old wallpaper. Kind of thin, but doesn't really have any deep fissures in it. And it's great a white and branch, and it just kind of comes off easy, a little bit scaly too, but it's kind of a pretty bark, really. And so it's kind of a pretty tree as far as that's concerned. The wood is light brown with a paler. It's a strong, tough, heavy, fine grain, durable, and beautiful. So it's a good oak, a good wood to make ships, or if you're making a sailboat or something, you might get a white oak. Or cabinetry is good for that kind of thing. It's a very tough plant. Makes good railroad ties too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's very useful. It's the acorns are about 3/4 inch in diameter. They're not too bad. But anyway, the white oak is highly ornamental. It's a very, very sturdy, tough tree. It's tolerant of a wide variety of soil conditions. The fall color is not very stellar, but if you really want a good sturdy tree that'll grow just about anywhere, a white oak would be a good choice. Mm-hmm. So that's the tree of the week.
Okay.
And it's characterized by leaves that are the classic oak shape with the rounded sinuses on it, on the leaf. Sinuses are those little, kind of like a sinus, these little indentations in the leaves. And so anyway, no, it doesn't get a cold, no.
It does not get, oh.
It doesn't get a cold.
Well,
the good thing about this tree is it's very, very deeply rooted, and it'll tolerate the rocky soil quite well.
Oh, really?
It doesn't. Okay. It doesn't ask a lot. Ask a lot of. It doesn't have a lot of demands. In other words, So it's a good sturdy tree to have around. It's a big, large tree. Give it lots of room to grow. And I think you really like having a white oak in your front yard, if you have a lot of room.
That's just if you have a lot of room.
Yeah.
It's kind of iffy.
Golly, at the nursery, come out and check out our mums. Check out the fall color on the trees. We've got some maple trees that are coloring up. They do a very good job of coloring up when they're in containers. So, Adam, keep your shovel sharp. We'll see you next week.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Larry. Have a good weekend.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Final week.